This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans. Today's episode, Green and Black.
My name is Ron Easton. That's R-O-N-N. Most people spell it with just one N. I served for 2.5 years in the United States Army.
Ron Easton was 19 when he arrived in Vietnam. Born in Tennessee, Easton grew up amid the indignities of the Jim Crow South.
I vividly remember marked fountains, white and colored only. I vividly remember having to ride in the back of the bus.
He had expected equality in the Army.
There was segregation right in Vietnam, and as far as I was concerned, the only color there was green. We had, quote-unquote, a common enemy. He was greasing our ass at every opportunity that he could.
The racism Easton saw presented a lethal threat to fellow African-American soldiers.
That we had a first sergeant. He had a propensity for trying to get black men killed by sending them out on the road after dark when you knew damn well that Charlie was out there looking for you.
Easton remains intensely proud of his service in Vietnam, but it was not the equalizer he had expected.
You figure you had been in Vietnam, you earned respect, you did your job, and you come home and people still want to call you a boy? No. Mm-hmm. The color of the uniform could not override the color of skin. And that was ugly to come home to.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.